one of the suttas in Ajahn Tanisaro's book, Wings to Awakening, the section that was sent out, the Buddha says, with the disciple of the noble ones who has conviction, who is resolute and persistent, whose mindfulness is established, and whose mind is rightly concentrated, it may be expected that she will discern, from an inconceivable beginning comes wandering. A beginning point is not evident. Through beings hindered by ignorance and fettered by craving, or wandering on, the total fading and cessation of ignorance, of this mass of darkness, is this peaceful, exquisite state, the resolution of all fabrications, the relinquishment of all acquisitions, the ending of craving, dispassion, cessation, unbinding. With whatever confidence we have in the Buddha's wisdom, we take up his instructions for mindfulness of breathing. He offered these instructions to human beings not to become famous or to make money, but out of compassion. There is the case where a practitioner, having gone to the wilderness, to the shade of a tree, or to an empty room, sitting down, folding one's leg crosswise, sitting in a chair upright, setting mindfulness to the fore, always mindful one breathes in, mindful one breathes out. And breathing in long, one discerns, I am breathing in long. Breathing out long, one discerns, I am breathing out long. Or breathing in short, one discerns, I am breathing in short. Or breathing out short, one discerns, I am breathing out short. It's important not to immediately rush to the more subtle instructions. But to allow the energy, the effort to build naturally simple request now, just to know enough of the breath to know whether it's long or short. One breath at a time. And now, working with intention, the Buddha says, one trains oneself, I will breathe in sensitive to the entire body. And one trains oneself, I will breathe out sensitive to the entire body. one trains oneself, I will breathe in calming bodily fabrication. One trains oneself, I will breathe out calming bodily fabrication. One trains oneself. I will breathe in, sensitive to rapture. One trains oneself. I will breathe out, sensitive to rapture. Rapture is a joyful interest in the mind. one trains oneself, I will breathe in sensitive to pleasure. One trains oneself, I will breathe out sensitive to pleasure. Noticing the pleasure in the joyful interest. In the wholehearted presence. And from this refined place, the mind is able to take up the next instruction. One trains oneself, I will breathe in sensitive to mental fabrication. One trains oneself, I will breathe out sensitive to mental fabrication. Because the mind has this heightened joyful interest and feeling the pleasure of that heightened joyful interest, then any mental fabrication will stand out. It will be easy to be sensitive to the activity of the mind, the thinking. no need for judgment, just sensitive to mental fabrication. One trains oneself. I will breathe in calming mental fabrication. I will breathe out calming mental fabrication. As mental fabrication becomes calm, taking up the ninth instruction, one trains oneself, I will breathe in sensitive to the mind. One trains oneself, I will breathe out sensitive to the mind, knowing the space of the mind, as opposed to the activity of the mind. One trains oneself, I will breathe in satisfying the mind. One trains oneself, I will breathe out satisfying the mind. one trains oneself, I will breathe in and out, steadying the mind. And the 12th instruction, one trains oneself, I will breathe in and breathe out, releasing the mind.